You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, Browns fans, we want you to know that it's time. I mean, this place is absolutely a buzz, even with this being the downtime of the NFL. I'm talking about this Browns training complex here in Berea. Draft picks are in, free agents are in. See them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Best prices around by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. You can visit clevelandbrowns.com or give them a shout, 440-824-3434. Why don't you be a Browns season ticket holder as the culture changes to winning for this organization in 2014. All right, great to have you along. Michael Regai, Hanford Dixon, our producer Jason Gibbs. It's time. It's Mailbag Thursday. Hashtag Mailbag Gibbs. What do we have?
All right, guys, you can send us those tweets at Browns_daily. Use that hashtag Mailbag. Caleb Davis tweets at us, do you think Justin Gilbert will start week one?
That's very interesting and a terrific, terrific question. He was still behind Buster Skrin at that corner opposite Joe Haden. Do you think they'll push him, dog, to be ready and make sure that he is up to speed? But remember, Haden didn't start the first five games of his rookie year.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely push him, but I think whether or not he starts is going to be totally up to him. I mean, right now there's some stiff competition, and Buster Skrin is not going to give up that corner, I think, right away. I mean, but I think you'll definitely see a lot of playing time because, again, we're looking at an era where you have multiple formations with, you know, three, four wide receivers.
Casey tweets at us, and we got into it a little bit yesterday, but wanted Hanford's take on TJ Ward's comments about going to Denver because they have a winning culture.
You know what? I hated for us to lose TJ. I mean, I really did. I like TJ. I thought him and Joe Haden, I thought they complemented each other really, really well. I thought they were beginning to really get a chance to know each other. Just to give an example, when I played with Felix Wright, I could turn around and look at him, and he would know that I'm getting ready to do something crazy, and he better have my back. I didn't have to say anything to him. That's just that you know that that's just the way you started to know each other when you play. But I you know what, Denver, I know he's happy because he got paid, and but I still know he wanted to stay here in Cleveland. But I wish him well, but my whole concentration right now is on these Cleveland Browns this year. TJ's no longer here.
Yeah, TJ Ward busted his butt here, played every down to the best of his capability for 4 years. He's one of my favorites. You know, I said that before. I talked to him a lot, pretty much on a daily basis, and he became a go-to guy for us. But more so over and above than that, I don't think you guys can, you know, don't be upset with TJ for bringing up a winning culture.
No.
Guys, that's a fact. I mean, the bottom line, it's there hasn't been that here. There has been in Denver, so he's not, like, reaching out for something completely outrageous that he's speaking to. Hate to see him go. Dante Whitner, this organization feels, will provide more. Okay, also from David Ralph Donahue, he hashtags mailbag a tweet to me, Gibbs. It says, Gronk playing less than half a year does not deserve to be in the NFL's top 100 players. Jordan Cameron deserved to be in, and he hashtagged it mailbag. So see, where it seems like we're all in concert with that with Cameron.
I am. I think we all are. And, but this guy, I tell you what, he is, I look for him to have another big year this year. But of course, I'm looking for the Browns to have a big year. So what can I say?
That's the winning culture that we're talking about. Listen, I'm not a guy who goes and plays a schedule game and this and that, but, you know, Hanford, I'm going to be very, very disappointed if this thing doesn't formulate. You know what I always look at it as? I kind of use as my line of demarcation. Get yourself to past Thanksgiving and that first weekend of play in December when you're still in the chase for the playoffs. There's four games left, right? You're 12 games deep when December rolls in. If you're 6-6, Hanford, you're still in the talk. You're still in the chase. You got an opportunity. Should that be that difficult to achieve?
Hey, Michael, you got to win those games in the AFC North. I mean, we just
win at home and win in your division.
You got to win at home. You have to win in your division. And if you take care of business like that, I mean, you'll find yourself toward the end of the year right there in the thick of things. And, boy, wouldn't it be exciting for these fans to just have that playoff fever and to get a chance to get to the playoffs. I just can't wait.
It's the only way to go. This is the mantra. This has got to be the prize that everybody hones in on.
Well, I just can't wait. Michael, I just got a text. We got to say hi to Cindy D. Cindy and Mark Tressman.
Mark very well.
Yeah, that's Mark's wife.
Yeah.
And, just got a text there in town. And
nice.
She said, say hi to us, so we'll say hi to them.
Very good. Big happy 4th of July to the Tressmans.
Absolutely.
Good people. Head coach of the Chicago Bears.
Absolutely.
Very good people. Behind Enemy Lines at G_IGeorge tweets at the show at Hanford at yours truly and says, I'm equally tired of the Gordon speculation and the Manziel circus. It's a tie as to which one. George seems like he just wants the Cleveland Browns to start playing football.
And I do, too. I mean, you hear it. That's why I would be so happy when training camp starts, because when training camp starts, I mean, all the guys are locked up. I mean, they're in, they're preparing, they're getting ready, and you start playing your preseason games, and then sooner or later the season starts. So I agree. I just can't wait for this thing to start, and I just don't want to hear any more of it.
Yeah, we also heard from a tremendous Cleveland Browns fan, our good pal, that kid Wicked Billy Morris. Masters of Disaster, lead singer, Breakfast Club. He's been in all kinds of bands around town. One of the top entertainers we have. We know Billy's going to bring it strong this 4th of July weekend. So, Bill, your new smoker, I'm sure it'll be rolling. And I bet you Billy will be wearing an orange helmet. He's been known to do that before. Gibbs, you've seen him on stage with his Browns helmet on, haven't you?
Gibbs said no.
I guess Gibbs stepped away. I didn't hear Gibbs.
You know what Gibbs is doing? Gibbs is getting ready. It's the 4th
of
July.
He's got to get it all wrapped up. We got to get out of here. But to all Browns Nation, again, dog, we send out our very best of Independence Weekend wishes. Be safe. Have fun. All that great food, fireworks. Be safe. They'll want to see you back here on Monday.
Happy 4th to everybody. Michael, I'm gone.
You out of here?
I'm out of here.
You out of here. Dog, I'm going to fist bump you, man.
All right, you
it's
too,
been
partner.
Fantastic. Great job, as always. Love getting your insights. That's going to do it for us. Indeed, please do have a safe and just a great amount of fun, whatever your choice is on this 4th of July weekend. For Hanford Dixon, for our esteemed producer, Jason Gibbs, we appreciate Mary Kay Cabot dropping by. And for all of you that have contributed with your calls and your tweets, thanks so much. You make Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a delight. I'll see you back here on the Monday. Take care, everybody. Bring it strong this weekend, and have a great, great 4th of July celebration. So long.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.